Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl Novalane here, back with another dose of Unfollowed, the podcast that's all about breaking free from the algorithm and rewiring your brain for focus. Now, if you're like me, you probably feel a little bit addicted to your phone sometimes. I mean, it's practically an extension of ourselves these days, right? We scroll through endless feeds, get lost in those bite-sized videos, and before we know it, hours have melted away. But here's the thing, while technology has its perks, let's be real, sometimes it feels like it's sucking us dry. Ever feel like you're missing out on real-life experiences because you're too busy scrolling? You know that feeling when you're in a room full of people but your mind is miles away, lost in the digital world? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into finding that sweet spot, that magical balance between technology and human connection. So, what are some key takeaways to help us navigate this tricky terrain? Buckle up, because I'm about to spill the tea. Number 1. Be mindful of your screen time. Seriously, it's like a superpower. Track how much time you're actually spending on those apps. Trust me, it can be eye-opening. And once you know the numbers, set some realistic limits and stick to them. Think of it as a digital detox, a chance to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Number 2. Make technology work for you, not against you. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, use those apps intentionally. Want to learn something new? Dive into an online course. Feeling creative? Use that editing app to make a cool video. Need to connect with someone? Send a thoughtful message instead of just liking their post. You get the idea, turn those devices into tools for growth and connection. Number 3. Schedule time for real-life interactions. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, pencil in time for face-to-face conversations with friends and family. Go out for coffee, have a picnic in the park, play a board game, whatever gets you connecting on a deeper level. Remember, those genuine connections are what truly nourish our souls. Number 4. Create tech-free zones in your life. Designate certain areas or times of day where devices are off-limits. Think about your bedroom, it should be a sanctuary for sleep and relaxation, not a battleground for notifications. And how about having a family dinner where everyone puts their phones away and actually talks to each other? It's amazing what happens when you give those conversations the space they deserve. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This whole balancing act takes practice. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or get sucked into the digital vortex every now and then. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and gently redirect your attention back to the present moment. Remember, progress over perfection. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people laughing and chatting. But instead of trying to capture every moment on Instagram or scrolling through TikTok, you're fully present in the conversation, making genuine connections with the people around you. You're listening attentively, sharing your thoughts and feelings openly, and feeling truly connected. That's the magic of finding that balance. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you navigate the world of technology and human connection. Remember, it's not about ditching technology altogether, it's about using it wisely and intentionally so that it enhances our lives, rather than controlling them. Ready to take action? I challenge you this week to implement one of these tips. Maybe set a screen time limit, schedule a coffee date with a friend, or create a tech-free zone in your home. Share your experience with me on social media, use the hashtag #unfollowedbalance. Remember, you've got this. Let's keep rewiring our brains for focus and living more intentional lives, one day at a time. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep unfollowing those distractions that don't serve you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.